AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A federal judge leaves the Biden administration eviction moratorium in place. AP Sagar Magani reports from Washington.
District Judge Dabney Friedrich says the ban imposed last week is substantially similar to one she's already ruled is illegal. But Friedrich says her hands are tied by a ruling from an appeals court above her, and she's refusing a request by Alabama landlords to put the ban on hold in a case that could end up before the Supreme Court. The High Court refused in June to let evictions resume, but Justice Brett Kavanaugh had said he would reject any more extensions unless Congress acts, which it has not. President Biden's acknowledged questions about the ban's legality, but says a court fight would buy time for states to distribute billions in rental aid.
Harris County, Texas Judge Lena Hidalgo, in defiance of Governor Greg Abbott's ban on mask mandates and other pandemic protections, has ordered masks to be worn inside public schools, non-religious private schools, and licensed child care centers in the county. Last night, the Houston City School Board voted in favor of masks in schools.
The board of the Houston Independent School District passed a mask mandate for the upcoming school year at a very heated board meeting Thursday night. While some parents objected in sound provided by KTRK,
"This mask mandate is illegal, abusive, and tyrannical behavior."
Pediatrician Christina Propes offered some facts.
"I can tell you, anyone here who thinks children do not get COVID, there are children who have died this week in the Texas Medical Center who have died. Excuse me, sir, you're taking my time."
Parents told the school board they think the mask mandate is unconstitutional and they will defy it by sending their kids to school without one. I'm Shelley Antler.
Over the past month, COVID-19 hospitalizations in Texas have increased by more than 340%. This is AP News. Moderate House Democrats are demanding passage of the Senate-passed infrastructure bill first. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Nine Democratic members of Congress, regarded as centrists, have sent House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a letter threatening to scuttle a fiscal blueprint outlining $3.5 trillion in spending on social programs and the environment, unless the separate $1 trillion infrastructure measure is first enacted into law. Progressives have demanded virtually the opposite. Before an infrastructure vote, they want the social and environment package to be ready to go. Solid Republican opposition seems certain, so Democrats can only pass legislation if they lose no more than 3 votes. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Officials at Joint Base Anacostia Bowling in Washington write in a Facebook posting the base is on lockdown and they're looking for 2 men. At least one is said to be armed, and one might be injured. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.